This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Directions. First, we head to the nation's capital, where a couple of turkeys are going to be pardoned on Tuesday. Can you believe we're a few days away from Thanksgiving? It's here. The good news is there's a lot to be grateful for, no matter how much you have or don't have, right? That's the whole idea of Thanksgiving. Just keep that in mind. I don't know if people always think about that. So two turkeys out of how many gazillions get pardoned? It's a tradition in D.C., really at the White House. Here are some other things happening coming out of the White House. The president says the tax reform is going to be a big, beautiful Christmas present for all. He has the part of the Congress in his pocket, but the one we do not know, meaning Congress says one half of Congress says yes, the other, it's still up for grabs. And what is that going to look like? Remember the promise of a lower corporate tax to bring more jobs back. That was one thing that was discussed a ton on the campaign trail. But that's not the only thing. What kind of tax cut are you going to get? That's part of what the bill supposedly is going to give us all, a tax break. So, meaning, you know, jobs will come back and you'll get more of a tax break. Corporate rate will be reduced from 35% all the way down to 20, which is what so many complained about and why they said they went overseas. Now, if they have commitments to come back, that means jobs would come back, and that tax, with the lessening of the tax burden, then that would have worked. But I don't know how many companies have agreed to say they will jump back into this. It's kind of a mix minus at, you know, sort of at this point. Also happening out of the White House is the president declaring North Korea a state sponsor of terror. So the president announced on Monday that the U.S. will designate North Korea as exactly what I said, a state sponsor of terror, because of the heightened nuclear tensions. Trump said the designation will impose further penalties on the country. He called it a long overdue step. And let's end part of the maximum pressure campaign against North Korea. Let's just call it what it is. The U.S. officials cite the killing of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's estranged half-brother in a Malaysian airport in February as an act of terrorism. So there's a lot of things that are kind of flying around in a few different directions. And, of course, the president is facing pressure from Congress to relist the country amid the nuclear program. So that's where some of that probably comes from, relisting it and calling it something completely different. While that happens, the other thing that's been interesting to see, I think, coming out of Washington is this judge permanently blocking Trump's sanctuary cities order. So a U.S. District Court Judge William Orrick rejected the Trump administration's argument that the executive order applies only to a relatively small pot of money and cannot set new conditions on spending approved by Congress. So what this does is people were running around with signs saying immigrants are welcome here. That steps that up with now this latest ruling, especially making it permanent. It came in lawsuits brought by two California counties, San Francisco and Santa Clara. A lawyer for the DOJ in April that the executive order applied to only a few grants that would affect less than $1 million for Santa Clara County and possibly no money for San Francisco. The judge disagreed. He said in his ruling that the order was written broadly to reach all federal grants and potentially jeopardize hundreds of millions of dollars in funding to San Francisco and Santa Clara. So, that's not happening. For now, that's out the window. The Trump administration has also moved to withhold one particular law enforcement grant from sanctuary cities, prompting this new round of lawsuits that are pending. So, I mean, this saga is going to go on for a while. There's people with plenty of money to move around that can afford to continually keep up the lawsuits. And pretty much I think this is what you're going to see here. It's going to be tit for tat and just keep trying to run it, just to run the table. And maybe in running the table, something happens. But it doesn't, I mean, it's not looking that way. At least right now. While I'm speaking about Washington, there are some politicians in this soup when it comes to women and these accusations of sexual harassment of some form. CBS has suspended Charlie Rose because 8 women came forward. PBS is saying no more distribution of this show. This is how serious this is. And Charlie Rose admitted it. And some of what he was described as doing was not pretty, my friends. So think about this. CBS is gone. PBS is gone. And this was a really well-respected newsman. So CBS said they were going to look into it. PBS said, like I said, shocking to learn of the allegations. And we can't air this. And, you know, one of the 3 accusers in the Washington Post story told the Post that he often walked nude in front of her when she was working at one of his homes. Ugh. And initially she detailed her experiences off the record until she read the transcripts from the other women who accused him. So that, you know, 45, he came out and he admitted it. He said to the Post, in 45 years in journalism, I've prided myself on being an advocate for the careers of women with whom I've worked. Nevertheless, in the past few days, claims have been made about my behavior towards some of my female colleagues. It's essential I let these women know I hear them and I deeply apologize for my inappropriate behavior. I'm greatly embarrassed. I've behaved insensitively at times and I acted responsibly. For that, though I do not believe that all these allegations are accurate, I always felt that I was pursuing shared feelings, even though I now realize I was mistaken. I was mistaken. I have learned a great deal as a result of these events. I hope others will, too, including me. Well, you're not going to see him back on CBS. You're not going to see him back on PBS. He's got plenty of time to think about the mistakes. And the things that popped up that he was accused of are brutal. I mean, just absolutely brutal. And I was a big fan of Charlie Rose's, you know, the PBS show, his interview style, and that's too bad. But, yeah, none of those networks can afford to let that linger. And with so many and so much proof, see, it's all about the proof. It's not like if it becomes this crazy, out of control, every person who ever saw him makes a comment, that's different. But just add his name to the list. I told you about the dead Border Patrol agent. There's a reward offered in that case. I'm going to talk about that and a few other tie-ups on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thanksgiving to everybody. Hope you get a couple of days off to hang with the fam, your friends, or yourself. Maybe you just get to binge watch a few shows that you haven't watched and just hang out and de-stress. Whatever it is that floats your boat, I hope you get a chance to do that. I think that's what the holidays are for. I know a lot of us are juggling lots of different jobs and lots of different things that are happening in our lives, but boy, can you use that break. A break is a break is a break, right? So no break here. A couple of what I'm calling loose ends, tie-ups, as I said. How about this? Lois Lerner, there's a blast from the past. Think about it. Go through the files in your brain. Lois Lerner, who is she, Kate? Who is she? Member? Think. IRS, ex-IRS official, wants the testimony to stay sealed. So she and her deputy, Holly Paz, filed a motion seeking to keep that sealed in perpetuity, their testimony, when in the case that claimed the IRS targeted the Tea Party. They're saying that revealing their testimony would expose them and their families to harassment and a credible risk of violence and physical harm. Wow. Violence for that? What are they talking about? And I'm sure, yes, they've been in the media spotlight, but the Trump administration settled lawsuits with the Tea Party and other conservative organizations that said the IRS unfairly targeted them. Lerner and Paz blamed Mark Meckler, a Tea Party leader who called IRS agents criminal thugs, saying his words led to more threats. So whatever that's about, they're concerned about it. I don't know what they'll rule in this case. Will they seal it up? You know, think of freedom of information and all that other stuff. I don't know. I think it's a toss-up as to whether that happens or not. Here's another story that popped up on my radar. I had a conversation with someone today about owning television stations. Her cousin, my friend Mary Lou, her cousin had owned a few television stations and some radio stations too. And, you know, back in the day, they were tricky about how many you could own. Now feds are weakening the rules that they're hoping will support independent local media. So one company can own newspapers and broadcast stations in one market. That undoes a ban that's been in place since 1975. Thursday's decision by the FCC also makes it easier for one company to own two broadcast TV stations in one market and coordinate operations with stations owned by others. So the changes won't affect the AT&T bid for, you know, pending bid for Time Warner and its cable channels, because they come as the cable and phone companies have grown into giants through acquisitions. But anyway, the newspaper and broadcasting industries say they need the changes to deal with growing competition from the web and cable companies. And that makes sense. So the Republican-dominated FCC approved the changes in a 3-2 vote along party lines. Not a shock there. So they're loosening how many can own what. And the FCC previously had granted exceptions for companies like News Corp and other to own both a newspaper and a radio or a TV station in the same market. But now that's can happen. I don't know. What Senator Bill Nelson, a Florida Democrat, is saying is the act will pave the way for massive broadcast conglomerates to increasingly provide local viewers with nationalized cookie-cutter news and corporate property and ads produced elsewhere. You know, crazy things are happening in especially broadcast television, but the rule changes with, like, Sinclair's deal has drawn a lot of criticism from a couple of different places, like consumer advocacy groups that generally oppose media consolidation. So they worry that a beefed up Sinclair would be able to get even higher fees from them. I don't know. I don't know that we're going to see fee gouging. I don't know that we're going to see that. It's, I think it could go two ways. The right person who owns a couple of different things in a market, it could be a positive move. The wrong person, of course, wrong company, it's be a negative deal. And then, of course, limitations. That's the whole thing. What ultimately are the what are ultimately the limitations, I suppose? And, you know, in an era of fake news, what's factual? Give me the facts, not the fake. That's what I say. Give me the facts, not the fake, baby. A New York Times reporter says Obama misled, saying that Al-Qaeda was on the run. So a top foreign correspondent for the NYT is saying that they deliberately downplayed Al-Qaeda's strength in the run-up to the 2012 presidential election. And going a little further about the assertion, and this happened last week at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, saying that the overall narrative, and this is Rukmini Kalamachachi, so the overall narrative that I think was being pushed, this is a quote, to the press, and if you can look back at the editorials that were done when they, that treasure trove when they came out, was an image of Osama bin Laden isolated. He had lost control of his group. And he was referring to the 17 handpicked documents released by the administration in May of 2012. So it's interesting. He's not the only one. They're saying they think that the killing of Bin Laden was theorized into something much bigger, and that the head of the organization was killed, and now these are literally quotes that they would keep getting from, that they would get. The organization has been disseminated. The organization is in disarray. The organization is on the run. They kept getting the same quotes. And the Trump administration released about 470,000 files in November that were captured in Abbottabad in that raid. And only a few hundred were released under the Obama administration. So what's real and what's Memorex? That's be interesting to read some of those documents. Of course, it would take forever. You know, who's being micromanaged here? That's what the question is. So I think hearing that and seeing where it came out is pretty interesting, making the claims that, you know, saying the same things and the on the run, it was misleading for what people thought they, you know, was happening. And to me, that's not good. Come on, that's not good. Just blowing it up, in other words, into something so much bigger. And that's awful. By the way, I said this yesterday. The story broke when we were on the air. Charlie Manson is no more. Woohoo! Deborah Tate, the sister of Manson victim Sharon, reacted after his death because she was always asked to speak out. And remember, Sharon Tate was killed in 1969. She was pregnant and killed by his followers. And she said she said, I said a prayer, shed a tear, stuck a flower under my cross in my bedroom, and emailed Roman Polanski. Polanski was married to 26-year-old Sharon Tate at the time of the killing. Tate was 8.5 months pregnant. And she said, I've processed through all of my hate for him. Hate isn't healthy. It won't bring my sister back. One could say I've forgiven him, but there's a difference between forgiving and forgetting, and they say that's the big burden that a lot of people carry around, and it had to be terrible carrying that around. But he died of natural causes in prison at the age of 83. A couple years ago, Deborah Tate published a book celebrating her sister's life, and that's got to be tough. I mean, even though so long ago, the whole they were horrific murders, and of course Manson was a name that constantly came up in the news for various things, but when he would come up for parole. Coming up next, Forbes Books at Bedtime. Hang with us, everybody.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Once again, always a pleasure to chat with the CEO of Nutrisystem, Dawn Zier. And Dawn, we got Thanksgiving, we have Christmas. They're like right up on us right now. So there's a lot of things to talk about when it comes to, diabetes prevention. We see the spots on, I think, TV all the time, but a lot of people are just kind of glazed over about it and don't realize.
Glazed over like a donut.
Yeah, exactly. They don't realize how important it is to have this discussion and how many people in this country have diabetes. And I know you're a numbers person and you've crunched the numbers, and it is pretty scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a huge number. 30 million children and adults have diabetes, and 86 million people are pre-diabetic, which means they're on the verge or their numbers aren't working in a way that is positive to preventing them from getting it. But the good news is there are steps people can take to decrease their risk of getting type 2 diabetes.
And drum roll, please, because I think we all know, but it's good for us to hear again, and especially from you, what are some of those steps?
Yeah. The biggest cause, or one of the biggest risks for getting type 2 diabetes is being overweight. And we know that this is an issue we've talked about quite a bit, and 2/3 of the population overweight or obese. But the good news is, according to the American Diabetes Association, is that if you lose just 7% of your body weight, so think about being a 200-pound adult, if you lose just 14 pounds, you can reduce your risk of getting type 2 diabetes by almost 60%. And probably one of the best ways, and we're hearing a lot of talk about it these days, to manage your weight is, it's not necessarily about the low fat or things like that. The conversation today is all around sugar and cutting back on sugars and added sugars, which often can be really a not so sneaky way of weight gain. I think we all know sugar pours on the pounds, but there are things that we can do to cut back on that. And it's really important from a health perspective to be aware.
Yeah, so Dawn, let's jump right into that. To lose weight by reducing our sugar intake, what are some of the things that we can do?
Yeah, well, I would say hold the ketchup. And this is hard for me because I'm one of those, you know, scrambled egg and ketchup girls. But, you know,
it's
hold
true confessions time on the Dawn's ear from Nutrisystem.
But I think we all know, like, you know, candy and baked goods, they're loaded with sugar. But I think sometimes we don't think about some of the condiments or some of the things that we add to our foods that really have a lot of sugar. So, you know, ketchup, salsa, barbecue sauce, you know, a lot of sugar in those. So if we can cut back on that for other alternatives, you know, mustard is a much better alternative. Still stay away from the mayonnaise, but I think salsa is a better alternative to ketchup. So, you know, there are different choices you can make, but then you can also obviously, you know, cut back on the quantity that you use, which is another good thing.
Those poor lonely yellow eggs without the beautiful red of ketchup on them. You know, you're making a really good point here, Dawn. We're talking with Dawn Zier. She's the CEO of Nutrisystem. And that is, most people probably don't think about the hidden sugar, right? So I think if you just stopped people on the street and said, showed them three items, a candy bar, a soda, and a bottle of ketchup, and said, how many of these have sugar in them? I think a lot of people would say two, because the two are obvious. And
right. One
of the things that would be great to have you talk about is even just the importance of looking at the ingredient list of foods, even the condiments like ketchup, to understand where your sugar is, because if you know where it is, it's going to be a lot easier to cut it out.
Yeah, and I think it's really important to read labels and look at the sugar on those labels. And what's interesting, and I think a lot of people don't know that, is, you know, we've become a culture where we like to buy reduced fat or low fat stuff. But if you take a look at peanut butter, for example, and you look at the regular peanut butter versus the reduced fat peanut butter, you know, often when you reduce fat, what do people do? They add the sugar to the ingredients. So often on these reduced fat products, you'll see more sugar. And, you know, I'm always, you know, I would say 3 years ago, I was going for the reduced fat stuff, and now I'm focusing more on the lower sugar items. So I will take, you know, a regular peanut butter, which has lower sugar than a reduced fat. And again, it's just something to be aware of, because, you know, when something is cut out of something, generally something gets added back. And it's important as consumers to understand what that is.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, too. You and I have talked about this before. Sometimes we know the importance of water, and certainly in Nutrisystem, you talk about that, and that's been such a big game changer for me. It seems so obvious. But, you know, a lot of people say, why can't I just have the diet soda? Why can't I just have a soda here and there? But there are unique ways to add flavor to water, right? And that's an easy thing to do.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, regular soda is not good, because it can have as many as 40 grams of added sugar, which is, you know, that's quite a few. I think it's 12 teaspoons. I'm not exactly sure, but it is a lot of sugar. And so the general recommendation is to skip the soda. You can go with diet, but diet has some, you know, negative stuff in there too in terms of diet soda. But, you know, you can really freshen up water and sweeten it up with fresh fruits and herbs. You know, often you see, you know, the water looks beautiful because people are adding the fruits, and fruits are all floating around in it, and it gives it a really nice flavor. You know, I like to add mint to the water, or oranges, and but, you know, strawberries, basil, lime, you know, all these things can be added in, and it makes it, it's nice. And the other thing is, you know, I think we all think sometimes that juice is healthy, but juice is another culprit of a lot of, you know, orange juice, you know, apple juice, a lot of sugar in that. So again, you know, best to, you know, stick with the waters whenever you can and flavor them a little bit.
So one of the things that, Dawn, I got stung by just recently is, so I'm very, as Kate knows, I've lost a lot of weight in the last year. I plan on keeping it off, and I'm working really hard at it. I'm diligent about it, and Nutrisystem helped. Thank you very much.
Oh, awesome. I would love to hear that.
So my wife, Jody, who weighed 103 in high school, weighs 103 now, and once weighed 104 and was distraught. In other words, has weight issues. Right. Yeah. Lovely, lovely woman, but don't get in a conversation with her about her weight. She started buying yogurt. And I, because it's, what does it say? It says, what it says, there's words on the yogurt container that make you think it's healthy.
No fat.
Yeah, exactly. All
fruit,
these,
the
all.
On the bottom.
Yes.
Fruit on the bottom
so
really
I was every night grabbing a yogurt, throwing some nuts in it, mixing it all up, and just, I loved it. And then last night, in fact, I thought, because my weight had crept up a pound or two, maybe it's the yogurt. And I went, and this literally happened last night. I went and looked in the refrigerator at the yogurt, and I went, holy smokes, the second ingredient is cane sugar. So
and
talk about that.
All yogurts. It's not all yogurts. So I think what's happening there is, all yogurts are not created equal.
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm a big believer in getting plain yogurt and Greek yogurt. So I tend to get plain Greek yogurt, which is really good. But the danger is, you know, the fruit on the bottom is what kills you. So, you know, fruit on the bottom can come with 25 or more grams of added sugar. So, you know, what I often do is I'll buy the plain yogurt and I'll throw in, you know, I'll cut up one or two strawberries, or I will add a handful of blueberries, or like you said, you know, put in a little of the granola or the nuts, and that really is quite good and much healthier because, you know, again, you know, the fruit at the bottom, you know, is kind of has the sugar added to it. It's kind of that little jelly fruit.
Yes,
and,
it's dessert.
yep.
That's why it tastes so good. That's what I figured
exactly,
out last night.
But you know, throw in a couple of blueberries, and you'll get the same feel from that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's one of the things you learn on Nutrisystem. That's why it's worked so well for me, too, as well when you tell, you give us directions of what you can add in for snacks, et cetera, and Greek yogurt especially is so, so key. We're speaking with Dawn Zier, CEO of Nutrisystem. And Dawn, I've always wondered this. You and I have talked for a long time. I think now it's been a couple of years. I'm the most popular person at the party because people always want to ask me for tickets to big events because they assume I'm an ATM for tickets, free tickets. So I bet that when you go to parties, people ask you about calories, or do they sometimes hide their food from you?
I think a little of both. And I think also, like, I'm conscious of it because, like, if I'm at a party and I'm the CEO of Nutrisystem and I want to, you know, go a little wild and crazy and have some, you know, some dessert, I feel a little guilty. So
There are cameras everywhere.
But I think, you know, people want to have the conversation. And as you know, I'm about moderation. So, you know, I'm not about deprivation. So I think if you want to have a little bit, you know, one or two mouthfuls is fine. And, you know, we're at that time of year where it gets really hard between, you know, Thanksgiving and the holidays. But, you know, I think it's all about moderation. But, you know, fruit, you know, you think about it, you know, something like fruit is always a good, and the vegetables, but, you know, fruit has that sweetness. You know, we talked about blueberries a few minutes ago, and blueberries really are a great food. They have antioxidants. They have natural sugar, but natural sugar is okay. That satisfies your sweet tooth. But blueberries also come with fiber, which actually help you feel full and slow down the breakdown of sugar so you don't crave more calories so soon after eating it. So some of these fruits are really, you know, quite good for you. Now I do want to warn you, there is a difference between apples and apple pie.
No, really?
Shoot, that just ruined it for me. I was hoping I could have some apple pie.
I'm staying home for the holidays.
Oh, that's so funny. Hey, so we have like 30 seconds left, and this is a great question to ask you that I've never asked you either. With everything that's going on with Nutrisystem that's so innovative and awesome and the big strides you've made, what keeps you up at night?
You know, you're always trying to come up with new things. So, you know, it's kind of like the work is never done. You can't rest on your laurels. People's tastes are changing. People want new things. People get bored dieting. So, you know, what we're always trying to do is come up with new things to keep it interesting for customers. And, you know, our shakes, I think, have been real breakthrough. People love the shakes. They're great and go to our bars. And then, you know, we are always adding a lot of new items every time, especially, you know, as we get around to diet season, which starts in January. There's a lot of new choices coming out.
I just want to say diet season has started for me already, and I will vouch for the shakes. They are delicious and effective. So thank you, Dawn Zier from Nutrisystem, for keeping it coming because it's working for me.
Great. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yep. Thank you, Dawn Zier. We appreciate it.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love.
What a pleasure to be joined on America Tonight by Don Most. You might remember him as Ralph. I'm sure you remember him in Ralph in the iconic series Happy Days. But he is also a wicked singer. I was just listening to some of his tunes, and I want to dig even deeper into the archive. Somebody turned me on to Don's stuff. And he's got a new CD titled Swinging Down the Chimney Tonight. I love that song, although I'm a terrible singer. He's a great singer. Hey, Don, thanks for coming on the show.
Kate, thank you very much for having me.
So tell me what it was like to, I mean, you sing, you do shows, you do a lot of the, I call it like kind of the swinging tunes. I lived in California and had the pleasure of going to Vegas a bunch, and I love the whole Rat Pack, Sinatra, Dino, and that kind of thing. And you're touring with a band that performs where you sing and you do the swinging hits like that, which is awesome that you can reach back and do, because I think people long for that nostalgia. But what's it like, before we talk about that, to do holiday recordings? That's pretty fun, huh?
Yeah, what happened was after I started doing my live show a few years ago, a lot of people were encouraging me to record. We started with a regular CD, which actually will come out in February, and that's called The Most Mostly Swinging. And, it's all the great jazz standards and the swing stuff, and like you were talking about, some of the Sinatra kind of music and Bobby Darin and all the greats and songs from the Great American Songbook. But then when we finished, it came out so well, and my manager and the record company, they were, so happy with it. And my producer said, we should do a few Christmas songs because it might be a good thing to get that out even prior to the release of the main CD to help spread the word of what you're doing, So we didn't have a lot of time to get out in time, so we did four songs, and we figured we'd put out what, they call an EP, which is not a full CD, but it was a nice sampling of some Christmas songs, and it was a lot of fun. We decided to do some in the swing vein, but then there were a couple of real traditional songs as well, like the Christmas song that Nat King Cole made famous, because that was always one of my favorites.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you, so did you have a favorite? Would that be maybe the favorite in this little compilation?
Yeah. That's a tough one. It's right up there. It varies. It's like when I listen to them, one time I'll say, oh, I like this one the best, and then another time another one strikes me. I also like that one, but The Man with the Bag is a lot of fun, too. It's a big band swing song and a little more jazzy, and I like that one a lot, too. I guess those two. But then I also do, we have a real fun time with Santa Baby, which we do as a duet, and there's a wonderful singer, Becky Martin, that I do it with, and it's very different approach to Santa Baby, and the musical styles shift back and forth between one for the guy and one for the girl, and it's very interesting. And then, of course, there's it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, which you can't go wrong with that. So it's a really nice kind of variety of styles and feelings, and I'm pretty happy with it. It came out great.
So you obviously have a big acting background. It's not just Happy Days. You've done a lot of film work, and you still continue to do that. Did you always have the passion, though, for singing as well?
Actually, it was prior to acting that I started out as a singer. When I was very young, when I was 14 years old and 15, I got picked to be part of this sort of nightclub review. It was from a school that I was going to, and then they picked, there were seven or eight of us in that age range, and we were part of this nightclub review, and I sang in the nightclubs of the Catskill Mountains, which was a resort area upstate New York that was big back then. So I was doing that before I was acting. And then after that season, I switched gears and enrolled in a more serious workshop and acting class. And I kind of moved in that direction and started getting some work and really going after that in a big way. But always knowing that I would come back to the music at some point. Now, I don't know why it took me this long, because I'm loving it. But there's a reason and time for everything. And I did come back to it, although I'm not going to stop. I still want to continue acting, directing, but I'm loving doing this so much. I just did a show in New York City at Feinstein's 54 Below and had a wonderful time, and I have a show coming out here in Los Angeles at a great jazz club called Catalina's Bar and Grill, which is in Hollywood, and I have that coming up the 21st. So I love the live shows, and now the recordings, getting in the studio with unbelievable musicians and great jazz guys and arrangements and all that. It's just it's an incredible high.
Yeah, how fun is that? And you mentioned you haven't stopped directing or acting. Is there more opportunity now because you see the explosion of Netflix and Amazon and other vehicles? Is there more opportunity? I heard a thing with Jennifer Aniston the other day where she said, TV's where it's at. I mean, there's just so much to do. So that's great for actors.
Yeah, there is a lot more content, more outlets, and they're doing some wonderful things in all of these, alternative outlets. I don't know what you call them, cable and the new outlets. I'm seeing it, and you know, I mean, I was focusing on the music the last couple of years, so I'm now like starting to put the big push on with my agents to get me some good roles again, because I miss that. So I'm hoping that we'll I'll find some of those great roles on these new shows that are going on.
Yeah, absolutely. The world lost a great guy that you knew, Gary Marshall, this past year. What was Gary Marshall like?
Oh, Gary was one of a kind, an incredible guy, with you know, comic genius, and he was our leader on Happy Days, and he led many other shows and movies, and he really helped bring us together as a family. He formed a baseball team for us, and we traveled around the country touring major league parks, playing in games, and so we had incredible experiences together, and a funny guy, but a very warm and caring guy as well. We will all miss him a lot.
Yeah, as you said, it's like a family, but everybody's doing a million things in a million different directions. Do you ever, every once in a while, get together, you know, with Henry or anybody else that was in your Happy Days cast?
Yes, Anson Williams, who played Potsy, and I, we get together a lot. We live fairly close to each other, and we see each other all the time. Henry, we stay in touch. I had lunch with him not long ago, and I ran into saw Marion Ross at a function, and we got to hang out. It was great. I played golf with Scott Baio recently. So yeah, I mean, we stay in touch. Like you said, it's everyone goes in, has a million different things going on, and so it's certainly not to the degree like it was when we were all working together, but there is that sort of sense of family that will never go away.
Yeah. So you're a golfer. Wow. I'm a golfer. So when you're out there,
yeah.
I mean, I hack at it. I try really, really hard, Don. So I'm just assuming you and Scott, I'm picturing the two of you, you know, walking down to your balls, and I'm thinking you're out driving him by, like, you know, 25 yards.
Well, not really. Not really. I mean, he can hit the ball pretty far. On occasion, every once in a while, I'll hit one maybe a little bit by him, but for the most part, he's probably out driving me these days. I haven't been playing as much as I would like. I've been so busy with the music, so I need to sharpen up again and then go out and play with him again so I could do what you're saying.
I love that. I want to tell everybody that it is a great CD. Get it, Swinging Down the Chimney tonight, and we'll look for you live. I'd love to see you live sometime. And Catalina, you're going to be there at that jazz club
you said
on the 21st. So anybody listening to me, certainly in that area, go out and see Don Most.
Yeah, and I'm going to be I'm going to be in Texas, in Greenville, Texas, in February, the Texas
cool.
Theater, and then Bay City, Michigan, in February as well. So for people out in the Midwest, you might be able to catch me. So I hope so. And then my other CD coming out in February, mostly swinging.
All right. So we will look for that too. And Greenville, I'll catch you in Greenville. I'll go out and see you in Greenville. That's not far from Dallas for people listening.
Oh, good. I was wondering. It's February, I think it's the 25th. It's either the 18th or the 25th at the Texan Theater, I believe it's called.
Texan Theater. Cool.
Yeah.
We will look for you there, definitely. Don Most, thank you so much.
Kate, it was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.